is Jessie Hines. I am a 14-year-old girl, a teenager, of course. I am in 8th grade, and school is going to be starting soon. I'm going to be going into 9th grade very soon. And currently, right now, it is, like, 1 in the morning. And, of course, like, I have school the next day, like, testing is coming up and everything. And so I shouldn't really, like, be awake, but I can't help but to think about a lot of stuff. Like, about the world around me, about my progression in life, and about the people and how they react. You know, like, blah blah blah, like a teenager, like, I don't know, exploring the world, I guess. And I keep thinking about a lot of things lately. About how I need to, like, better express myself, about how ways I can better express myself, because I can't get myself into the habit, and I'm also having trouble with socializing and having connection with people. And that's a problem with me, because us teenagers and this generation, like, people of the past generations don't realize that, like, the world is changing around us. And think back as to, like, adults, you guys, maybe, I don't know who you guys are, I'm sorry. Think back when you were a teenager, right? Like, you had, like, so many problems, probably about, like, love or school or friends or just, like, exploring the world, this and that. And how back then, like, you could ride your bike down the road or to the corner store or to your friend's house, or, like, you go to school and, like, you could play hopscotch or any of the sort, honestly. But teenagers in this generation, when we go to school, we worry about, like, guns, and we have, like, detectors, and, like, we have to be checked and stuff just in case we have weapons. And when you're a teenager and you're feeling all those, like, hormones and, like, those changes in your body, it's just, like, there's a balance. Like, your mind is, like, going around everywhere because you're changing. And then the stuff around you makes it worse. And that's why I want to find a better way to express myself. And through that, I want to express myself to the world about how I feel and about what I wish I can do, or my dreams, or whatever. Like, I never thought of myself actually starting this. Like, I thought, like, during class or whatever, like, yo, like, I want to go ahead and, like, start a podcast. Like, I saw an app on Spotify about, like, you know, this app called Anchor, where you can go ahead and create your own, like, podcast, and, like, the way you create it is, like, super, like, easy and beneficial, because when you're a teenager, you don't have your own job, and, like, my parents aren't wealthy, but they have enough money to go ahead and support us, but not enough to go ahead and give you, like, all this equipment that, like, you Google, like, how to, like, be a podcaster or whatever. And all these, like, experienced podcasters, like, go ahead and, like, tell you, like, get this equipment and, like, what to do. You're like, I don't have the money for that, so what exactly do I do? And really, like, I'm just doing this using a pair of, like, Apple earbuds and just, like, using my phone and the Anchor app, and that's quite amazing for me. So, me being awake at 1 o'clock in the morning has got me thinking about a lot of topics. And one topic specifically is how my brain works. I personally think that I have, like, a different view and things than, like, other teenagers in my grade do. Like, I matured more, and I've developed because, like, I had, like, a lot of, like, older and experienced, like, adults, like, guiding me, and, like, they know what's up, and I told them about my life, and they told me, like, the good things that I'm doing, the bad things, and what I can work better on. Like, they helped me go ahead and, like, bring myself up from, like, C's and, like, my classes to like full A's, and that amazes me because I was struggling so bad, but they helped me. And so having to go ahead and have people in your life like them, just like, it's amazing. And so yeah. So here I am, and I'm saying that my brain is different from other teenagers. Like, I view things more clearly. I was like looking through YouTube and I saw this video from 4 years ago, and it was like how, like, sorry that our future generations have to deal with like the pollution and the rainforest being destroyed and just like making a profit out of things, and how we don't think about the world a lot, we think about ourselves more and just things like that. And it makes you think, like, thinking about it makes you cry a lot, because you wish you could do something about it. You wish you could be like this powerful person, like able to change anything in your path. But really, like, you're just a teenager sitting in bed 1 o'clock in the morning wondering, what in the world are you doing? Why are you making this podcast right now? Why are you creating your way into the world? And podcasters are always saying, like, have a base of like what, like, episodes you're gonna make, like, what's your genre, like, what are you trying to like reach out to the people? But really, I don't have a genre. I just want to be able to tell people what's up in the world, what we face together. We're all in this together. All in this together. Yeah, I did it. Shibuya. Don't really care. So this is my way of communicating with everyone. I am learning, I'm experiencing, and I'm creating a base from down to up with this podcast. No idea what I'm doing. I'm just expressing myself. So here I am, world. Bless the heart of me. So I don't know if you guys want a little bit more about myself. I have 3 brothers. My 2 older brothers, like, they're in their 20s, and they moved out a long time ago. They are both married. And my youngest brother is, like 2 years younger than me. And we both live together with my parents, who haven't separated yet, which I'm very surprised. Yes, us teenagers know what's going on. Parents. But honestly, like, the way that I've handled things, I'm proud of myself. Like, I was born deaf in my left ear, and I didn't find this out until 3rd grade, where, like, the teacher noticed that I wasn't interacting as well as the other kids. Like, I wasn't learning as well. I couldn't, like, hear well and stuff. And I went to the doctor, and, like, they gave me a hearing test, and, like, it was, like, the professional hearing test. And they say that I have a chance of me being deaf in my left ear, and they don't exactly know why I'm deaf. They think that I was deaf when I was born because of my dad, but my dad is a Wohler, and, like, he has, like, loud noises all around him. So, really, like, he could be deaf because, like, of, like, his job or whatever. But yeah, I was born deaf, and I had to go through a lot of stuff with being, like, a half deaf person, like having to go through, like, hearing aids and x-rays and almost going through surgery because of, like, a mistake and, like, the medical x-rays or whatever. And just, like, it was hard, like, telling my friends and, like, having to, like, remind them constantly, like, yo, like, I can't hear that ear, I'm sorry. And just, like, it was just, like, difficult to, like, adjust, but I became independent and with, like, hearing and stuff. So that's not really a problem for me now. But what's a problem for me is like having to be able to express myself. I'm gonna say this multiple times because that's like my objective, honestly. So I don't know where to start. So it's like I put myself down a lot of the time. Like, I have, like, this idea, like, I kind of want to take forth in it. I can imagine myself, like, being able to succeed. But when it actually comes and, like, taking part in the action and actually taking forth into, like, creating that idea in my head, it sets me back a lot because I believe that I can't achieve it, that I have too many flaws, and that just, like, I'm going to be pushed under the bus or whatever. But I don't want to believe that anymore. I want to believe that I can achieve anything because I am a generation. I'm different. I have things that other people don't have, and I can use those things to go ahead and step forth in life and change the world. But I just have to step out there. I just have to make a move. I can't be afraid anymore of anything. I can't be afraid of people because people worry about themselves more than other people. And those people who worry about other people instead of themselves, those are the heroes. They're looking out for everyone around them, and bless their hearts. So I just have a lot to express. Express, express, express. No matter what's going on in my life, no matter how much I'm going through, no matter what I feel, I'm going to continue to pick myself back up. I'm going to continue to go ahead and push forward in life because life can't go on in my world unless I make it happen. You can't have anything happen in your world if you don't make it happen. People are always so stuck in their minds. They think like the most simplest thing and make it like a huge humongous thing, and that's where like the brain cuts off, where they just like get so spazzed out and they just like die a little, like their brain dies. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but we all know that feeling, and I'm hoping that I have an audience that will hear me out, honestly, that like will help me out through this adventure and just whatever. And I'm telling you today, if you have any idea of what you want to do in your life, if you have any idea of the sort, doesn't matter what it is, doesn't matter how crazy it is, I want you to go ahead and step forth and take action with that idea, because that idea is yours and not anyone else's. That people can't control your idea. You can control it. So if you want that idea to actually happen, you have to work for it, you know? And I want you to be a positive person. Take all those negative thoughts that your brain is corrupting in your mind and just throw them away. Just like take it down that, like, I don't know, that sink that like spins around and like eats all like the garbage and junk in your sink, whatever. Be that, like, just chunking down the stuff down the sink, you know? So that's basically what I want you to do. I'm an awkward person. I don't have all the necessities and stuff to really make a lot happen right now, but I have a mind, I have a body, and I have passion. All of us humans have passion, and I know that I can achieve anything that I want to in the world, but I have to set forth with it. And that's just something that I want people to learn, that we can change the world no matter what. We can make it beautiful again. Just like I had the idea of going ahead and like cleaning my yard and recycling more instead of throwing out everything, and like recreating my environment around me, because when my environment is corrupting, it's going to cause me to corrupt. So I'm gonna clean my room. Hopefully. I am unproductive. Woo! And another thing is that there is this talent show that's gonna come up soon, like after like one of the testing days. After we finish testing. And, like, I wanted to, like, sing in a talent show. Like, I actually enjoy singing. I believe that, like, I kind of have, like, a good singing voice that, like, if I find a good song and I feel passionate with it, I'm going to set forth and sing it well. But the thing is, like, it feels like everyone's just looking down on me. And it's just, like, a lot of pressure. And I'm afraid that people are going to judge me and hate me. And it already feels that right now. But I don't care, because I know I still have people who want me to succeed in life, who want me to take forth and do whatever I want, whatever comes to my mind, because I don't want the simplest task of singing in front of everyone to just be, like, pushed down in the garbage can just because someone says no. Like, you can't sing. Like, what? No, I'm gonna do whatever I want. So yeah, take forth into your life, make your life beautiful, paint your walls. That's what I did. Legit drew on my walls, painted on my walls, any way to express myself, because my walls are dull. Doesn't matter anymore to me. So then again, my name is Jesse Himes. I am an 8th grader, I am 14, I don't have a lot of experience with podcasts, but I'm hoping that I am willing to, like, grow and learn, and I'm hoping that you guys will be kind enough to let me know what I can do better, what I can do better with this, and some tips and tricks or whatever. Just remember that, like, I'm poor and that I can't get the money for, like, a better microphone. And plus, like, I'm kind of sick. Laid in bed sick all night. Blobbing, blobbing, blue. But yeah. Make your life worth it.